And we're back. And with it, we have some Marvel topics.
Ooh.
Now, specifically Ultron, rumored to return to the MCU. Now, if you ask me, this buddy never left. He was in Multiverse of Madness. Those bots were saying Ultron activate, Ultron like attack, Ultron whatever. So he was kicking around still there.
That's true. No one's ever truly gone, right? And like, creature with that, I mean, he's an AI. Like, there's, I feel like this whole idea of like Ultron possibly being back, like, well, of course, like that makes sense. Like, that makes so much, like, after Endgame, it's like, oh, Thanos will be back one day. And I feel like that one is a little bit harder of a pill to swallow than just having Ultron back, because the fact that he isn't, like, I get it. He's a super twisted AI that so many different steps led him to where he was in the events of Age of Ultron. But like, it doesn't take much to get that back. The fact that, I don't know, there's some murmurs of Vision possibly having his own project, like that, all of that stuff right there. It's like the stars are aligning, and it's just, oh yeah, that I can see that story already unfolding. Like, Vision has immediately direct ties to Ultron, is literally made because of that whole ordeal. So I think this is, I think, like, in our notes, I think it was, what, a C-tier? Or no, I don't even think it had a letter grade rumor. But in my mind, yeah. I feel like this is a B, like, B plus. And I guess it doesn't make sense for, like, the rumor ranking. But just my feel for this is a B plus, if not more. Like it just makes sense in my mind on how this would work out there. And if that is, like, if it could be in Vision Quest, I feel like that would probably be the easiest the easiest for just people to consume that because of the ties to Vision and Ultron. But I don't know. I was kind of jumping all over the place there. But what do you think? Can you hear me? Are you doing some taps there?
I just realized I could change the
ooh, like
the audio
lighting?
Levels. No, not the lights. No, it's just doing that.
I swear the lights were like moving when you're doing that. So audio listeners, you probably don't know this, but Taylor has some nice new headphones. I mean, yeah. You probably did a cast with them already, but this is the first one I've done with you.
I did, yeah. It beams me up to the mothership.
Keeps me in here, so. They're not quite Travis's, where he gets like radio frequencies on Pluto. But but you're getting there.
I haven't seen those headphones in a while. Those are so good.
Bring those out, Travis. Don't ever get rid of those. Like, I love those things.
Yeah, Ultron, like, rumored to return to the MCU, I guess that implies the larger scale of things, because even then, he was in season one of What If as the main villain, and he didn't even get defeated in that. Like, he was beaten, but not killed. He still exists in that. So, yeah, like, he's definitely a character that they're willing to play around with and bring in, and for my sake on the draft, the superhero draft, the MCU superhero draft, I hope that they bring him in, because I have him on there, and I want more points, but
well, we're going to redraft before this would happen, right? Or I guess this would be,
that's
like
true.
News dropping beforehand.
Well, no, because like it would have to be it'd have to be in the movie, because the superhero draft is, yeah, if they confirm this actor is playing this character, but the MCU draft is when the movie drops or show drops, and it's the unannounced cameo or debut.
You'd have to repick.
Whatever. I have to repick, and I think I'm going to slide Ultron there. I already know my list of characters I'm going to run with.
For the next one? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I like it. Confident.
Yeah, Vision Quest though, that's is that with like Snow Vision and all that
stuff? So that, I can't remember if it was you, me, or Dupree. No, I think it was me and Dylan actually covering that episode, but we brought up an image of I think that was all of us. I don't know, whatever the case was, an image got pulled up of Vision Quest, and it's the Snow Vision there, and he gets up and just I've definitely never read the comic, you know, maybe leading up to it, possible return, the comic versions. I don't want to get too ahead of myself and commit to that, but I think that'd be lots of fun because I don't know that story, and I think that'd be great pairing with the release of it. But I don't know. And again, that's something that I don't know Ultron's place in that story because I haven't gotten there yet. But still, I think the fact that the rumors of Vision coming back, and like, where is he right now? He's flying off somewhere, and guess what? He's the Snow Vision. So I think that probably is what's coming down the line. And again, like I don't know what Ultron's like place in that story is, but the MCU's changed stories in the past, and if they want to bring Ultron back, I think it's that's just something that it'll be easy for them to write in my own opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
As Bubs dropping facts. You mean Dupree was directed by the Russo brothers? That's funny. I didn't even do that intentionally.
I like it.
Yeah. The MCU tie. Maybe they're coming back to do Vision Quest. And
yeah, that's what they're holding out for.
You, me, yeah. And Dupree, that's like that's basically the play on. I guess it wouldn't be called that exact same movie. You, me, and Ultron? I don't know. That doesn't sound
there
nice
you go.
The tongue. Yeah.
Gosh, Snow Vision just reminds me of Silver Surfer whenever I look at photos of him. Yeah. But yeah, the Vision Quest, it seems like it's affiliated with the whole West Coast Avengers kind of thing. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we're already getting a new roster of Avengers, right? So
yeah,
planets aligning.
Maybe
I'll pose you this question, actually, with before, sorry to interject in there, but Ultron, do you think it would be like, if he's going to be back and he is fighting, I'm assuming more than just Vision, because he is a big bad, do you think that has the risk of just, and like, let's say this is kind of an Avengers threat, like, does that just run the risk of repeating Age of Ultron?
Oh, absolutely it does.
Yeah. Like, do you think they would do it in that Avengers setting then? I know we mentioned Vision Quest there.
I'm hoping they would, and I'm hoping they changed it up enough, because even like What If did a great job at bringing us Ultron, but in a very different scale.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, like, how many times can you do the killer robot trying to take over the world, take over the universe, the multiverse, all that kind of stuff? Like, you're very limited on that front. So what do you do here with a new Avengers team, Ultron coming back? It'd be very much a familiar concept. So you have to change it up. And I like how Multiverse of Madness had it set up, because, hey, this Ultron is the worked out version, or it's a suit of armor around the world and it's working. Yeah. So,
and then part two to my question is, because we had like Ultron bots in Multiverse of Madness, I mean, they were relatively working for the side of good, I guess, or neutral for the Illuminati crew. Do you think that's possible, that like that Ultron in 616 is actually gone, but I'm not gonna say he goes the full extent of what he was in What If, but just finds a way to like enter our multiverse and really wreak havoc? I'm not saying he's gonna have the whole stones and everything, because I feel like that would probably be a little bit carbon copy from the What If series there, but yeah, what do you think of that?
I don't know. I think they'll keep it separate.
Yeah,
I do. I think they'll pull another Ultron from a different universe if they want to do something like that. Yeah, I know. I think they keep that as its own. Just kind of like, yes, we got Captain Carter in What If, but then the Captain Carter we saw in Multiverse Madness is definitely like a different Captain Carter for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So that's my thought though on that.
Yeah, fair. Just some questions I had pop in my head that I wanted to ask you since we're on the topic.
I like it. Do you have anything else you want to add to that juicy piece of Marvel news?
I don't think so. There's not too much to unpack here. It's just a rumor, but still fun discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, our next piece of MCU Marvel related news is Spider-Man 4 is rumored for 2024.
Whoa, that's pretty soon, eh? As soon as Kathleen's gone, they're going to celebrate with the Spidey movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to pump them out.
So, No Way Home, we just had last December, I guess, right? So less than 12 months. I feel like that's kind of... I don't even know if that is soon, because I'm a Spidey fanatic. I could take one probably every year. There might be some fatigue there if we go like 6 years in a row of having Spidey. I don't know. I just think the character and the universe that he kind of encompasses is just... It's just such a juicy fruit that you could... Juicy fruit, gonna move ya. I just had that song pop in my head as soon as I said that. Remember those commercials when they just destroy the dude's guitar? I'm like, the song's pretty good. Like, what's with these people? They're just angry. But anyway, sidebar there. The juicy fruit that they could just juice from. I like forgot my train of thought there because I brought up the juicy fruit. But anyway, Spider-Man, ripe content that you can pull from. I feel like the 2024, I don't know, stewing on a little bit more. I think that is a acceptable time frame there where we have a few years of like without him, but it's not like it's the type of character that just got murked or like I don't know, like written off in a very like what's the best way to tackle this series? Because he's in the world somewhere, even though nobody knows where he is. I feel like us waiting a handful of years is enough time to check in on his project there. So again, stewing on a little bit more, I feel like the 2024 time frame actually works really well because it gives us enough time to focus on other areas. I'm not just everybody forgets about Tom Holland Spider-Man, and then next year he's just like back and on the big screen, and then I don't know, like, how long could you do his own solo projects before he has, like, a team-up thing? Especially if it is in the MCU, because MCU, you know, every project seems to be linking some way, shape, or form to every single other character around. So I think that works really well, and you could even just incorporate, like, a time jump if you wanted to. Like, he's been doing his thing for, I don't know, a year plus now, and, like really being that friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. I think that would work really well because it is a really cool idea of him just being on his own and like no one really knows about him. But I especially if it's the MCU, it's going to be a matter of time that he is interacting with other Marvel characters, right? And it would probably be in that movie, honestly. Like by the end of it, I feel like he would be interacting with other people. But so yeah, for the time frame, I feel like that works really well. And I'll throw it to you before we talk about other things on the notes.
Yeah, I think that getting this movie in 2024 seems about right. Having the I don't want to say write-off, but just his character kind of being pushed to the side a little bit, just coming to a nice sort of conclusion. We're in a position now where, yeah, we can pick up that story and we can do that time jump of a year. I would totally be down for that and just kind of see what he's been up to and just see him more of like a well-aged, seasoned Spider-Man. Doesn't have to be as like cheeky and kiddy as he's kind of been in the previous iterations, but just definitely more mature.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
R-rated Deadpool level.
Oh my god,
he's like changed so much too without Zendaya or MJ rather, and he's just like a total asshole, just super douche, swiping
Bully McGuire.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That level.
Oh, I'd love to see Holland in that kind of a role. I do think if they're going ahead with a Spider-Man 4, I think that's funny to kind of think like Tom Holland's career doing like the Uncharted franchise has already come to a close. So now he's like, Feige, put me back in there, you know, get me in there. So I guess we'll see, though, if this comes to fruition.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because I feel like the Spidey film rights has always been this weird cloud where like I've had it explained to me so many times and I still feel like I don't fully understand how the works where like Marvel just has to make a deal with Sony to basically contract for a certain amount of projects or whatnot. So I mean I feel like it was already known that there was gonna be another Spidey MCU thing. We just didn't really know the full extent of what that was gonna be or the time frame. Now, again, this is a rumor, but 2024, I just feel like that's something that makes sense there. But yeah, I guess. I mean, do you have anything else to say on the time frame? Not really.
No, I can't remember. I can't remember what it was looked at, but I think another movie and like I think another like one or two cameos and other movies. I think was how the contract was. It, very convoluted kind of thing.
Yeah,
you have that difference between you get a full movie or you get like a cameo showing in another movie. So it's very weird how they sign off on those things.
Yeah, and like how do those rights work out? Like, does that count as like one of the projects that they sign? Like, I don't fully understand that, but
yeah.
I guess part two of the rumor mill here is, we know that Holland signed, but apparently Zendaya is not, but they want her back. Apparently
C-tier.
C-tier. Thank you for lettering them. Apparently they want director John Watts returning as well, because he did the three titles that we've already had. But word is he may have a case of superhero burnout. And I feel like that would totally make sense because didn't he just recently step away from the Fantastic Four project? I don't think if he said for that reason, but I feel like we were kind of reading in between the lines that it is that case. Like he probably just wants to work on some other things, maybe just spend time with his family. I don't know. It's a big commitment doing stuff like that. So all that stuff makes a lot of sense. And if it's a new director, do you think that weighs into the fact that like they kind of want to, like they don't want to just bring Zendaya's MJ back because it's just like, it's such a big deal that those two characters just kind of aren't together anymore. Like, that's such a big moment. And then even if you have a time skip, like, is it just going to be, they're going to be back together by the end of that movie, and it's just going to seem like there wasn't a lot of consequence there? That's a potential problem for sure. I love like the chemistry of those two, like shared for the characters of MJ and Peter on screen and all that stuff. But I don't know. I'm in a weird place on that because I loved it so much. I would obviously want to get, like, I love Zendaya too, so I think she's so great in that role. But I feel like I'm weighing more on the side that I wouldn't want them to go that route. I would want this to be really feeling like a whole new chapter, I guess you could call it, for Spider-Man, and just a new crew that he's kind of dealing with, you know? Because if Zendaya's back, like, does that mean we're getting Ned as well? I like that character, definitely not as much as Zendaya, but I don't know. I could probably do without them. What do you think? You said a lot there.
I think it's so two things. When you mention when you mention the director,
you're giggling
John
there.
Watts,
what's going on?
Yeah. I know, I was giggling. When you mention the director John Watts leaving the project, I can just picture it's so stupid. I just picture Feige being like, okay, so we want you, John Watts, to direct Fantastic Four. He's like, okay, sure, I'll direct Fantastic Four. And then, you know, months go by, and he's like, you know what, Feige, I'm feeling a little bit of burnout. I can't do it. I'm going to back off the project, so I'm going to leave. And so he leaves. And maybe, like, 24 hours, 40 hours passes, and then Feige comes back. Like, oh, so your schedule is free now. Do you want to direct Spider-Man 4? So I was like, oh, for fuck's sakes. I don't know why I'm laughing. I find it funny. It's just stupid.
He's just, like, he can't fully get away from Marvel. Kevin Feige's just like, oh, so you're free now, so I can give you this other MCU project to direct.
I know. So when it comes to bringing back Mary Jane and Zendaya?
It's not actually Mary Jane, right? It's Michelle Jones.
Michelle Jones, right, yeah. Right. MJ for short. I'll go with MJ. MJ being in this does not need to happen because, Peter, he got out scot-free. He can go around and he can start indulging in his bully ways and just slapping the dick around if he wants. But no, in all seriousness, this is a good time to bring in Gwen Stacy if they want.
True. Mary Jane. Is that like is that two on the nose?
Yeah, just another.
Like, actually, have Mary Jane Watson. It's just like, I like you. I like your name.
Yeah. Michelle Jones is just totally irrelevant.
I don't think they'll go MJ, just for the record.
No,
be clear.
Yeah.
I feel like that is their version of MJ is Zendaya's character.
Absolutely. I do think that this is a great time to bring in Gwen Stacy because we've had Gwen Stacy in every single iteration of Spider-Man. So, like, even Spider-Verse. So why not keep it going? We don't have a Gwen Stacy in this Spider universe yet. So nope. I think it's definitely time to kind of like bring her in and see what's popping.
Did you see the, I feel like I sent it, maybe not, maybe I just saw it on the interwebs, maybe you sent it actually, but someone had like fan casted, oh my god, forget the actress's name, but Rhaenyra from House of the Dragon as Gwen Stacy. There's like side by sides of like the Gwen Stacy from Spider-Verse and her, and it's just like, man, those characters look very, they look very identical, and I don't know, I feel like the age would fit. She was phenomenal in House of the Dragon, so I feel like it's another thing. I don't maybe I'm saying too much about my comic here or my superhero draft or whatnot, but I feel like that could be lots of fun in having that kit, because she's very serious in the role of House of the Dragon for sure, but I've seen her do like comedy type shows as well, so I just feel like she has a really good range to her, and that I wasn't entering this to throw out my cast or whatnot, but that would be my pick for sure in the MCU's Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. Yeah. I don't even know who I'd pick for Gwen Stacy. Again, like Kate Beckinsale's too old. She can't.
Fuck off. Oh my god. I love Kate Beckinsale as well, but goddamn, let her rest. She's like the dude from Green Mile. I'm tired, boss. That'd be her. If there was a world Taylor could just have her in all these projects, she'd be exhausted. And Millie Alcock, that's the actress who played Princess Rhaenyra. Missed her name there, but yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I think that's it for our MCU news.
Kate Beckinsale. That's good. And like, you know, if we're just picking actors and actresses from like any age range that they would have been, like, where would you have wanted Kate Beckinsale? Like, I wouldn't have picked her as Gwen Stacy. I feel like she would have been a really interesting character in the MCU. I don't know. I feel like she could have been a good... like, if Black Widow has to have red... I feel like she could still be a really good Black Widow. I'm just... Again, I'm pulling kind of from, like, my underworld knowledge there of, like, that character just kicking ass, very secret agent-like. I feel like that could be really fun. Oh, he's pulling
that. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. The Gwen Stacy hair already. Let's go.
Okay, I was gonna use that as material for my Black Widow pick, but okay, yeah.
No, Black Widow, like, yeah, she totally fits the bill for Black Widow.
What year was this?
Underworld 5 was like for Blood Wars. Oh, Blood Wars, yeah, that's 2016, I guess, as per IMDb.
Okay, 2016. I'm pretty sure Shay and I started dating in 2016, and I like made her bring me to that movie. That was at the time when she still worked at the theaters, whatnot. She wasn't a fan by any means. That was definitely a movie I'm like, I didn't have to bring her to this. I enjoyed it a hell of a lot more than her, but shouts out to Underworld.
Film. Yeah, we need to retro that. That's what we need to do.
It's happening one day. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it for the MCU stuff. Is it too early for another ad break? I feel like we just took
it. Let's throw it in there.
Let's throw it in there. Okay.
Nobody's stopping us today.
No, yeah, we can do what we want. We'll be right back after this ad break.